Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at each individual life path forecast for the month of April 2023. Before we get into the forecast, this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading where we'll take a deep dive into your own numerology, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. Okay, so let's go ahead and take a look at April real quick. So April 2023 is a two universal cycle. And what that means is that universally, collectively, we will all be feeling the influences of this two energy. So what this could bring about is the need for balance, things coming to the surface that are out of balance, whether that's body, mind, spirit, or with relationships, things that have just felt out of alignment, coming to the surface for review to bring back into alignment at this time, or at least start that process, right? This energy is also asking us to become the observer, to stand back and really not get too emotionally invested in a situation that we don't need to be emotionally invested in, but rather take a step back, take a look through a broader lens and see, are we thinking too rigidly about something? Are we overly invested in something? Are we overextending ourselves in a situation that we don't need to be? Or again, are we overly involved in a situation that we don't need to be, which is therefore leading to resentment or frustration or stagnate, whatever, right? Whatever being overly involved or being too immersed in the situation, if it's causing imbalance, then again, this is going to be a month where standing back, being the observer, seeing things from a broader lens will benefit us. This energy will also ask us to be more decisive and discerning in who we choose to invest our energy into, what that looks like, what we will compromise with, and again, making decisions. So there may be events this month collectively where things come in and we need to make a quick decision. And it doesn't really necessarily give us time to second guess ourselves or to weigh the pros and cons. We have to trust our own internal guidance system and the information that we have that's presented to us and make a decision. And then once we make that decision, we have to give ourselves grace to understand that in that moment, that was what we needed for ourselves. And so again, deal with the consequences as they come up from that decision. Maybe make different decisions moving forward if you need to, but don't beat yourself up about it, right? Trust yourself and trust that the decision that you make in that moment is what is best for you in that moment, right? And all involved. This can also be about channeling charged emotions. So the two energy can sometimes bring intense emotions or deep emotions. So to kind of be moved through. So it can be a charged energy, right? And so you might find that you're easily triggered over something or that you feel deep emotions about something. This is a month where emotions could be coming in very strongly. And so sit with them, move through them, work with them, honor them, but be mindful of how you express them, right? If you become overly agitated or overly aggressive or something like that over a situation, that's going to influence, if you're not in control of that, those emotions and that charged energy, that's going to potentially dictate whether you react or you respond to the situation, right? Which then will dictate the experience that follows. So this month is really asking us to get in more awareness when it comes to our emotions, and as well as how we want to work with those emotions and that charged energy, because emotions are life, right? We are feeling beings. We are meant to feel emotions. It's what we do with those emotions that makes the difference, that creates the experience. So this two energy coming in collectively is really going to be asking us to take a closer look at that and take responsibility for how we express those emotions, right? Not meant to avoid them, not meant to suppress them, none of that. We are emotive beings. We are meant to feel. So, but again, it's in the expression that makes the difference and that determines the experience. And so this month could bring up some things that might trigger us, that might force us to look at the emotions that sort of are more in control of us so that we can get a greater handle on that and work with that energy, that charged energy, and channel it into something positive. This can also be a very highly sensitive month where things that might not have affected us in the past are a little bit more quick to bring about some kind of reaction, right? Or response. And so just pay attention to what's yours, what's not yours, because again, it's a highly sensitive period. And so we could be picking up on things emotionally or get a sense for things that affect our mood that may not even be ours to carry. And so just keep in mind that it is a highly sensitive period. So don't get too attached to what you're feeling, especially if it's not yours, right? And again, relationships could come into the focus this month. So mending or healing of relationships that are still meant to be a part of the journey. New connections coming in. So new soulmate connections, friends, family, pets type thing could definitely be coming in this month. And these are often relationships that are serving a greater purpose. So some kind of soul contract coming in potentially to assist us on our journey. So pay attention to the people that you meet, or again, the pets that come into your life at this time. We could uncover a new way of relating to others that serves us better and serves others better, right? So a new way of looking at relationships and how we relate to others could absolutely be coming in collectively this month. So again, pay attention to those people that come into your life or the people that resurface in your life and what they're trying to show you. What is their divinity trying to teach you, right? Through their own wisdom and through what they trigger within you type thing, or what they bring you that's beautiful, right? And so how we can learn to accept that beauty as well. That's a big part of relating as well. All right, so let's go ahead and take a look at each individual life path number now for the month of April. Twos, if you are a life path two, this is for you. So I pulled an animal spirit message for you all, and you got spider energy. And what's so beautiful about this, right? So a lot of things, but so again, collectively, we're in a two energy. So this is your life path energy. So you will either feel this very strongly, or it'll be so similar to what you usually move through that you won't feel it too much. And you're also working with another significant energy, which I'll talk about in just a moment. But with spider energy coming through, it just puts more emphasis on that two energy. So there's definitely this need for balance. I would say take a look at whether you are more in your masculine energy or more in your feminine energy. So masculine energy is going to be more about action, going after what you need, giving, again, being more assertive, all of those things, right? Feminine is going to be more about compassion, understanding, receptivity, allowing things to come to you. So if you think about the spider, it's a beautiful balance. The spider creates the web, right? Masculine energy, creation, like creating something, doing something, right? Action. Then it sits back and it lets the food come to it. It lets the nutrients come to it. Receptivity, feminine energy, not chasing after what it needs, creating what it needs, and then allowing that, you know, the rewards to come to it. So for this month, for you all, with spider coming through, there's definitely something here about you've done the work, so let things come to you type thing, right? No chasing, no like overly attached to something, no forcing, just you doing your part and then letting the universe do its part. I would also say anything that feels misaligned for you at this time will probably come up for evaluation, and you need to figure out how to get it back into alignment. And so a lot of times how we figure that out is through life's challenges. Life challenges us, and then that helps to move us back into alignment when we come up with the solutions, right? So that could come in a bit also. Also with decisions, making decisions. Big energy here for you to follow your intuition, to follow that more feminine divine guidance, right? So again, your intuition, those deeper inner knowings. There may be some situations that come up for you this month that again require you to be decisive in the moment. And for twos, it's really important that you're following that inner guidance and trusting it, right? Trusting it, even if you don't know how it's going to turn out. even if it feels like taking a risk, just pay attention to how do you actually feel about it. Like, you know, someone might be telling you what to do, and that's great, whatever, but how do you feel about it, right? How does it resonate for you? So this can be a big month for that, so pay attention to that. All right, so for the month ahead, you all are actually working with four energy, and this is a very strong, like, manifesting energy, which twos are part of the manifesting triad of 2, 4, 8, right? So you all are meant to create something very tangible in this world, from those inspirations, from working with people, from collaborations, from getting ideas from others. And we're working with a four energy. What's interesting with this, it probably will slow things down for you a little bit so that you can focus more clearly on the details, like what needs your attention, right? So this is going to be a month for packing your patience, coming back to your patience when things don't turn out or don't come to fruition as quickly as maybe you had hoped that they would have. April for you all is probably going to be a checkpoint energy. It's probably going to be a time for you to, again, slow down, be more receptive, but also get organized, like be very meticulous in, you know, your action plan. Like what does that look like? What does your plan look like for achieving your goal, whatever that is, right? So if it's about a relationship, what's your plan, right? Are you going to ask that person out? Are you going to, you know, go on that dating website? I don't know, right? Are you going to be more open to meeting people that might not fit the mold that you've convinced yourself you're looking for, right? So there's a lot that this energy can kind of bring about that, again, is just asking you to... It's interesting because you've got the two energy that's asking you to be the observer, right? That's like asking you to like see things from a broader perspective, right? But then you've got the four energy that's drilling it down to the details. So there's definitely something here for twos this month about getting very focused, getting serious about something, putting your energy towards some kind of a plan so that you can take that action, but also understanding that whatever it is that you build this month is going to take time. It's not something, you know, it's something that you're building that you want to last for a while. So in order to do that, it's going to take time. So you probably won't see the instant gratifications from this energy right away, but just know that if you invest your time and energy into something this month, do so because it's something you want to nurture and see grow and you're willing to invest in and continue to show up for. And also, if it doesn't work, you're not going to beat yourself up about it. You're just going to redirect, right? Because the four energy is moving from your heart center, moving from that intuitive side of yourself with and coupling that with knowledge, logic, you know, the information that's presented, and using both in tandem in a way that is moving you towards your goal, right? So pay attention to the details this month. Be mindful of what it is that you choose to commit to, because this is a very like committed energy. So what you commit to this month, you know, the universe is going to ask you to keep showing up to, and it's also a testing energy. So it's going to continue to test you to say, is this what you want? Are you willing to put in the work? Are you willing to put in the effort? So with four energy, you can't give up too quickly. If you still want it, you got to keep moving towards it type thing. So beautiful energy to work with, but it's definitely going to require your commitment and perseverance to achieve whatever this is. And it can take a while. So just be prepared for that. And that's the other thing with the spider energy coming through. The spider will build it for energy. And then they're patient. They wait for the nutrients to come. And if it doesn't work out, right, if they have to wait too long, right, then they'll rebuild. They'll move in a different direction to build upon that web, right? Or build that web in a different place, right? They get they're planning, right? Doesn't work out, I'm going to redirect and I'm going to build something bigger, better, but that I'm also going to be patient and wait to see how things unfold. So it's a very patient energy, but it's also forcing you to look at the details, get organized, get focused, get serious type thing, and know that it's going to take some time. So I hope it's a beautiful month for you all. Take care, twos. Bye for now.